This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, December 26th. Is upon us. Week from today, we'll be on the air on the day after New Year's, celebrating New Year. Well, we'll celebrate New Year's this week, and we'll do what so much has been a part of the tradition, what the end of the year. I don't know. Does it become nauseating, though, to just go through the, it's the same old stuff?
I guess to each their own. I find it kind of fun and fascinating because a lot of times things that happened a few months ago or 6 months ago, the beginning of the year, and it's like, wait, that was this year?
You forget about it.
And you forget that
things run into each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I love all the big countdown stuff. Like, the we totally have to do all, like, the top 10 recalls this year because there were different food recalls.
Yeah, they do that. I think that's a great idea. We'll do all kinds of things like that for the Talk Radio Countdown, the end of the year countdown show as well. Thinking about what went on in our lives this past year. What did we have to deal with? What showed up in your life that was different? What challenges did you have? And have you looked at life differently because of these challenges? What are you ready to see differently? What are you ready to do to change your life in the new year? You'll all make New Year's resolutions. I know you will.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you will keep to those? For example, I think if we all decide that we want greater joy in our life, we resolve to bring more joy into our lives. There's a lot of, you know, the thoughts are things in my head. That's how I am. I think that the thoughts are things, and that you can create what you want in your own, in your life, and so, you know, let's work to that, because there's certainly a lot of things that need to be changed. There's no question about that. And if we all agree on that, then why the heck is it that we can't achieve it? I guess that's the question that I would like to have us all resolve in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Right?
Well, and exactly. even realistic goals, even looking back, what were your goals for 2022 and where do they stand now? And any you ditched, any you succeeded? And I think a lot of times we get so excited about the new year ahead that we make too many goals and they end up being unattainable rather than maybe year goals, you make monthly goals.
Good idea. All right, here's the story of a man who left 14 years of wrapped presents for his young neighbors before he passed away. So every year for the past 14 years, there have been presents wrapped. This fellow, this older gentleman, passed away at the age of 87. His name was Ken Watson. And he just loved this young woman that lived, I guess, next door.
He didn't have any grandchildren of his own. The neighbor girl was kind of like a grandchild. And in a way, that family adopted him as the honorary grandfather.
Yep. It was just sweet, sweet, sweet stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Here's the little boy that's gone viral playing in the snow for the first time. This boy was overcome with excitement. You see this video? His name is Dominic. He's excited. This is a post from his parents running around discovering what it's like to be in the snow.
Well, his family's from Utah, but he was born in Mexico.
They were from Mexico,
and that's where he lives. And he's
no snow down there.
He's never seen snow.
No. I remember the first time Miles was here for the winter. I think he saw snow the first time when he was 3. Maybe he was 2, but I remember him just being in awe looking at it. And Jasper's the same way. Jasper hasn't seen any snow. All the kids that have grown up in Southern California and never have seen any snow, I think you're being deprived if you don't at least have one experience. Although you can probably do without the situation. All these people that have died, multiple car wrecks and stuff, dangerous winter storm.
Once in a generation.
Yeah. Well, it's what do they call it? The bomb? Something cyclone?
Bomb
or bomb, whatever it is. There are a lot of people who, I think 46 was the last number that I saw, according to various news sites, looking at all of the people that have been killed in pileups. The Ohio, turnpike was in Interstate 80, I think, or 70.
Yeah, it was near Sandusky. It was in Sandusky County.
Right. Yeah, that's north, so that's 80. That would be 80, Sandusky County. High winds are still a problem. The whiteouts that have been a part of this the last 24 to 48 hours. Did they reopen this portion of the Ohio Turnpike where the crash was? I think maybe they have by now.
I believe they did. This happened earlier in the weekend.
You just really have to be more, you can say this until you're blue in the face. If people don't pay attention to it, then, it goes where it goes. Mm-hmm.
When you have ice involved and people still drive too close to each other, there's a lot of people that still don't understand. Do not hit your brakes if you go into a slide.
Unexperienced drivers, mostly the younger drivers, are the cause for most. The young truck drivers are the people who cause the hijackings, driving too fast in the left-hand lane, the snow and icy conditions. They don't have the experience.
Oh, yeah, jackknife. Scary.
Yep, it really is. I remember James, I think I told you this, James Collins at the studio in our main facility in Dallas, and I remember being in Dallas. They got stuck there once in an ice storm, not a snowstorm, an ice storm, when in Dallas they don't expect it. And I don't know why I was going through from one radio station to another, and I got into Dallas at night, and I literally slid into the parking space, and I thought, ooh, I'm not going anywhere. So I watched out from the hotel window the next morning, a truck going over an overpass that slipped and fell and careened off of the bridge onto the highway below. And it's not like the driver was okay, but it's like, you feel so badly. It's like the trucks take on a personality, you know what I mean? It's like a human being. And that sort of stuff, when I see that, I feel badly, knowing the truck driver's okay, but I feel badly for the truck. And so, to add fuel to that sort of a story, there's a jumbo 747 that was built 14 years ago for one of the Saudi princes. Now, think about this for a second. There are a number of different things. $280 million plane that was ordered by a Saudi prince. The plane was delivered. It was used for 42 hours, and he died. So Boeing bought the plane back again, and they've tried to find a new buyer for it. Now, just hold on to this concept. This is a 747-400. Actually, it's a 747-800 that has a half a double deck on it. And, again, you think about it, a Saudi prince, what the heck's he going to use this plane for? Why didn't he get something smaller? Well, because they have so much money, they spend it on, stuff like this.
Yeah, they do it because they can.
Right. So it sat on the tarmac in Switzerland for 10.5 years. It just sat there. The guy died. They didn't know what to do with it. And it was paid for, so, they're going to repossess the plane. So Boeing said, okay, we'll buy it back from you. And they did last April. And they've been trying to find a buyer for it, and they can't. So last Friday, they announced that they are going to scrap this plane. It was flown to the air park in Arizona and was just, they have been there. They had cut the price to $95 million. Now, this is practically a new plane. This shows you how crazy the airline business is. Instead of buying something like this, there were some of those A380s, the big double-deckers that were built by Airbus. Those things cost almost $400 million a piece. And they carried 500 people. Well, some of them have been, after the pandemic, a lot of them got, just kind of put into mothballs. And a lot of them are parked at this particular, they call it the Mojave parking lot, where there are hundreds of planes. And including in that, there are 40 or 50 747s that aren't being used. But think about it. A plane built and only used 42 hours in the air, and they take it apart? It's inconceivable that the situation would be as it is.
But with it sitting for 10 years, isn't it kind of like any other automobile that is?
Yeah, there are a lot of planes that have been sitting. But they take. That's why they park them in the desert, because there's no humidity. They can last for a long time. And a lot of airlines park their planes there because they figure somebody else will buy them and use them. And that's been the case with a lot of 737s and 757s and that sort of thing. I was sad when I saw this. Frankly, I thought this was an awful. Imagine all the work that went into building it, and they're just going to tear it apart. Crazy. Human trafficking. Here's another focus on something different. Serious problem, complex problem. Affects a lot of people, millions, in fact, all across the globe. Right here in the United States, there's a real problem with it. And so here's a fellow named Vince Sullivan who's going to explain more about what Wear Blue Day is all about.
Brandy Bynum, Program Manager, DHS Blue Campaign, explains how you can help combat human trafficking.
Blue Campaign is a national public awareness campaign designed to educate the public, law enforcement, and other industry partners to recognize the indicators of human trafficking and how to appropriately respond to possible cases.
Raising awareness of this crime can help save a life.
National Human Trafficking Awareness Day is recognized each year on January 11th. Blue Campaign invites you to help raise awareness on this day by participating in one of its largest initiatives, Wear Blue Day. Wear blue, the international color of human trafficking awareness. Then take a photo and post it on social media using the hashtag Wear Blue Day.
Follow at DHS Blue Campaign on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also learn more about preventing human trafficking in your community and what to do if you suspect trafficking at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
They started making 747s in 1967. The last one was built last week. I thought that was another interesting thing. Did you see that, Jay? The last 747 to ever come off
the assembly line.
Yeah, exactly. They made a lot of them over the years. They were a great, great plane. So, a moment of silence, in fact, for the 747. It's 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
So So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
At 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, our Monday get-together here with a focus on social media, things that are kind of cool, happening to cool people, and as they trend, we talk about them, and this is certainly something that deserves our attention. I thought it was very cool. Mariah Carey is thought of by the current generation as being the queen of Christmas music, but not so fast, says Mariah Carey. Who does she say is the queen of Christmas music? We'll find that out after this.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Crank this puppy up. Christmas.
It's amazing.
It really is. And as the current generation thinks Mariah Carey is the queen of Christmas music.
Now. Mariah Carey calls herself the queen of Christmas. If we remember, she was trying to trademark that title.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah, but she wanted to trademark that title, and then other people were like, wait a second, many people should share that title. And then Mariah Carey seems to have changed her tune, saying that Darlene Love is the true queen of Christmas.
Uh-huh. And she is. And she so is. That helped Darlene Love sell out a string of concerts. Darlene Love goes out in December every year, like Ronnie Spector used to with the Ronettes, to sing the Christmas tunes and then all the other ones that are a part of her repertoire. But I think that it really, she sold out all of her holiday shows. Spotify asked Carrie why she decided to include Love's song Christmas, Baby Please Come Home in her album. And that's when she said, Darlene Love's got it. And by the way, Darlene Love is 81 years old.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll be
singing so well.
Well, you know, she was the wife, Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon movies. That was Darlene mm-hmm. Love. And mm-hmm. I wonder, they're going to revive, they're going to have another Lethal Weapon with the two guys in it. I wonder if she'll be back as the wife. That'd be kind of cool to have.
That'd be amazing.
I just think, you know, tradition is something kind of cool. She adores, according to Mariah Carey, loves the wall of sound that came from Phil Spector. And when you, again, you listen to, crank that up again a little bit, will you? James, let's hear a little bit more of that. How can you not be thrilled when you hear all of this stuff?
Well, she was coming back up when you two remade this. The only other person who remade this with amazingness was Mariah Carey. Other than that, just nobody needs to touch it. Let's just keep playing the original.
That's it. But Darlene Love used to sing it all the time on the Late Show with David Letterman, too, every year. It was one of the things that marked the season, if you will. So, good. Darlene Love, in my book, is the Queen of Christmas. Yay! 28 past the hour, and good day. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. China's military sent around 70 warplanes and 7 ships in 24 hours around Taiwan on Sunday and Monday. One of the worst blizzards in Buffalo, New York's history has claimed the lives of at least 14 people and brought dangerous winter weather to upstate New York. At least 13 souls died in Erie County, where some 12,000-plus customers, mostly in Buffalo, were still without power late Sunday. Millions of people are set to lose Medicaid coverage after the recently passed omnibus spending bill changed the health care program's enrollment rules. The coverage losses are expected because states that receive extra Medicaid funding under COVID relief bill had to agree to pause beneficiaries' eligibility verifications. The continuous enrollment in the state federal program for the low-income and disabled was set to end when the health emergency is over, presumably sometime in 2023. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Does it sound sexist that I say you're a pretty woman, Jay?
I'm flattered. Thank you.
I'm going to call HR.
Tell me more.
Okay. Well, you sound good, too. Jay Kirshen, you're smart, so that's good. Important ingredients for having success here on the Good Day Program. December 26th. Would you be surprised? I was looking at some of the results of what was sold for Christmas, the things that were the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
How many Slinkies do you think were sold this past?
I wasn't even expecting you to ask anything about Slinkies, so. People still know what Slinkies are?
Apparently, because they sold 800,000 of them this Christmas. I remember having a Slinky when I was a child.
Do you ever have a Slinky? I still remember the theme song, yeah.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
When they come in, it was part of Toy Story. Wasn't it part of Toy Story?
Oh, they had the Slinky dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. 800,000 of them.
These are fun. 800,000. Good for them. Good for you, Slinky.
Good. Let's hear it for Slinky.
Go get it. Round of applause.
Go get him.
Slinky.
Yeah. Slinky, Slinky, Slinky. That's an interesting word, even, isn't it? When you think about it, think about that as a word. slinky toys. Right? What is kind of a word?
Downstairs, alone slinky. Or in pairs.
Yeah.
It makes a slinkety sound.
There you go. Here's some bad news from this week, especially with the cold. It became more obvious. I was driving around Los Angeles yesterday and thinking to myself, what in the world are we going to do about all these homeless people? And the weather was beautiful in California this weekend. It was 77 degrees yesterday when I left. So the homeless, okay, so they're out there and they're a problem, but it's not anywhere near the problem New York City has. And they're not doing it. The new mayor, he ran on, okay, we're going to figure this out and we're going to fix the problem. And now the Coalition for the Homeless says the numbers have hit an all-time high. There are 77,000 homeless in Los Angeles. There are 66,000 homeless in Los Angeles. The mayor, Eric Adams, has come up with what they call a subway safety plan. The homeless people who are moved into shelters or down into the subways, they don't like it. And they're kind of going back. Now, I would think if I were homeless, I'd want to be at least warm, wouldn't you? So go down into the subway or going someplace where it's warm.
Yeah.
I've told this story before about working in Washington when I was there in the early 90s on Pat Robertson's network, which was two blocks down from the White House. Going in there at 4 o'clock in the morning, I had to climb. They had those grates. Some of the big cities have air exchangers, so the warm air that comes out of the furnaces, the excess air, comes out of these grates that you see along the sidewalks in the big cities. You know what I'm talking about? The grates that are there, right next to usually the doors of the building. So I had to step over. There were always four or five people I had to step over to get into the building. I was never accosted. Nobody ever bothered me, which is more than I can say when I was in Venice just before the pandemic. I was accosted by homeless people there almost every day. I just think that this is a black eye for America. It really is. There's no excuse for this in any number of ways. Now, we know that there are some people some people want to be homeless. Okay, that's fine. But if you don't and don't have a choice, something needs to be done. It really does. The Chinese sent 71 warplanes over the weekend toward Taiwan. Taiwan is more and more in the focus. You know, they said, we're going to take you over. And Taiwan says, no, you're not. So they have seven warships that are in the seas off of Taiwan. They held their biggest military drill near Taiwan over the weekend. How is that anything other than inflammatory? And that little rodent that runs North Korea sent drones to the border of South Korea over the weekend as well. Amen.
Are they calling it just a test?
Yeah, right. Well, we're preparing. From Phoenix, Arizona, I'm taking my, you noticed I just took a pause because this is about as
woke. How many times can we sigh over this?
Yeah. All right. Phoenix mother, who went viral for showing up at a local school board meeting dressed as a cat, said she wore the costume to drive home her point about the woke agenda of her school board. The video that went viral, Lindsey Graham, interesting name, no relation to the other Lindsey Graham, said the hosts of the Patriot Barbie podcast, which has been all over the internet, featuring this mother in a complete cat costume, she was voicing her concerns about the confusing message from a member of the school board who identifies as transgender. And what is the message that's being sent to children? And I'm trying to figure out why. What am I missing here?
She identifies as a cat. Is that what she's trying to like?
Yeah, it kind of looks like.
People are so good grief.
I know it. It is just bananas.
And he said, wait, she has a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
So is this also a publicity stunt?
Apparently. Yes, apparently. The Christmas holidays bring about lots of time for us to spend with our families. Survey has been done. Survey says, I'm going to put on my Steve Harvey hat now. Survey says that this is a survey of over 2,000 Americans who were traveling to visit family for the holidays. The respondents said overwhelmingly that they would rather spend, they could tolerate 4 hours with their family total, and that was it. 75% of respondents said that they had thought 4 hours was enough. And I thought to myself, is this per day? No. This is for the whole, so you travel how far to get with your relatives, and then you only want to spend 4 hours with them. I thought that was kind of
well, then that begs the question, is it guilt? Is that why people who don't want to spend time with their relatives that still will travel like that? Is it because the guilt of not going or the guilt trips you will receive if you don't go?
Ah, that's it. Guilt. Yes, I think guilt trips if you don't go. That's more likely, I think, than not. Here's the story of five people being injured, 700 passengers evacuated, fire breaking out on a Staten Island ferry. Over the weekend, the New York City Fire Department said that the first responders were alerted to the Staten Island ferry, fire in a mechanical room. The boat got the passengers off okay. But imagine being on a boat out in the middle of the harbor and it's on fire and it can't move. And you don't know whether the boat is going to burn enough to cause it to sink. And there's Coast Guard all over the place, and they came to the rescue along with the fire department. But think of yourself. Put yourself in the place of one of those hundreds of people on that boat, and there's a big fire on the boat. Think about that and what's going on in your psyche.
Terrifying.
You know, and it was like, what was the temperature? 22 degrees or something? Imagine what the water would have been cold enough to freeze you in seconds. So, thankfully, they are A-okay, and that's the story. Now, last week, we were, I didn't give as much time to this as I wanted to, because I was distracted by being in Israel, but the idea of these, all of the bright starlight, over the 23rd and 24th, I think it was, Jay, and you may be closer to this, because you had a story, I think, that you told when I wasn't here, about the meteorites and what people were thinking, okay, these are Christmas lights in the sky. But in fact, they were new asteroids that were, you know, in the sky, and it relates to a new space-based surveyor that's going to help catalog all of these objects that are floating around. Some of them are natural, some of them are man-made. The folks at NASA have this hunting observatory that will supposedly protect Earth from disaster. Remember how many times have we talked about these things and people worry about
the close flybys, the near misses, and it's still hundreds of millions of miles away.
Exactly. And so now they are putting what the technology that has been developed to work. The surveyor mission is going to be sent out to discover and characterize at least 90% of the objects that are like the size of a football field, anything that's that size or a larger, and anything would come between the Earth and 30 million miles out. That includes some of the things that are at, you know, like 400. We have satellites anywhere from 400 miles to 24,000 miles above the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things, they have a life. And when the life is over, they come crashing to the Earth. So supposedly this thing is going to be looking at those. But mostly it's out there to hunt asteroids that may be headed for the Earth. And they would first notice them when they are about a million miles from the Earth, apparently.
So that sounds like it's enough time.
Sounds safe.
If there were
right?
something dangerous that they could
blow it
figure
up.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go all Armageddon. Like get Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis and see what's up.
But you said Bruce Willis has been out more lately. Apparently they're trying to, there has been some progress made in his condition. It's not clear.
That's great.
What it is.
And a lot of times, identifying what the issue is and getting on proper medication or proper physical therapy in a way, it can do wonders.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, let's think for a second about how we can start the new year with a couple of extra bucks in our pocket, especially after the last month of spending for Christmas presents. Let me tell you about COVIDpayment.com. This is good news because the feds have set aside funds in that CARES Act that passed early in the year. So if you stayed open, if you have a small business and stayed open during COVID, during 2020, 2021, you now are probably entitled to payments. These are not loans, by the way. You don't have to pay them back. So how is it that you can get your hands? I want to get my hands, my smackers on this dough. Well, you can imagine if it's copayment.com that's telling you about the fact that they're there, you can go to copayment.com and find out how you and your company can qualify for up to $26,000 per employee. Yep, $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayment.com, answer a couple of questions, and then the accounting folks, the experts at covidpayment.com, will do all the rest. They are all tax experts, former IRS employees, government employees, and so they'll do the work, and then you get paid a percentage. They get the money, and then they take a little percentage for themselves, and you get the rest. How about that? And there's the fast cash option as well. Businesses of all types are taking advantage of this, whether you own a restaurant, construction company, nonprofit, whatever it is, even like churches are nonprofits. They can take advantage of it. Anybody got a PPP loan, you can be eligible as well. So check it all out. Check out COVIDpayment.com and see if you can get $26,000 per employee to help your business out. That's COVIDpayment.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hour now. It's time for us to check in with Chuck Curry, find out how the holiday weekend was as far as going to the movies is concerned and other things. I told you, I think last, when did we visit last? Friday, right?
Yes.
I was talking about the serial 1883, and I was looking at the people because I was very interested in the cast and what they look like in real life. Really amazing. Faith Hill especially doesn't look anything in real life, anything like she looked playing the part in 1883. But I've said this to a number of people. If you enjoy this type of story, this is a very, very well done production. Okay, so the music we started with was what, Chucker?
I think that was supposed to be from The Exorcist, and this day in movie history, actually, Doug, December 26, 1973, Warner Brothers delivered an amazing gift on moviegoers with The Exorcist the day after Christmas, which honestly is one of the greatest movies of all time. Not for the faint of heart. Did scare people a little bit, well, more than a little bit, but what an amazing piece of cinema. That was a huge box office hit when it came out. Just sort of weird releasing that movie day after Christmas, but it worked. People lined up literally around city blocks to watch that movie in droves for a very long time. Big hit, great movie.
All right, so let's fast forward to what's going on with Avatar. This has been very disappointing for Disney. The shares are down. I don't mean to be a
downer. I don't agree with that.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. This box office weekend was definitely cold. The weather hurt it. Avatar Way of Water, number one, $56 million. $256 million $253 million in literally 2 weeks of release. That's a good number. As I said to you off air, the majority of box office will come historically this week, the day after Christmas to New Year's. Every day is like a Saturday night, Monday through Saturday, and Monday through Sunday. So this movie's going to do very well. Why investors are skittish, I don't know. I mean, they say the reported budget's like $250 million, probably more, but it's going to be profitable. It will. Now, here's the concerning part. Puss in Boots, which is a sequel to the original film, came in second. Almost $11 million over 3 days, $17 million since Wednesday. That's pretty lukewarm. The Whitney Houston biopic, I Want to Dance with Somebody, just $5.3 million in 3 days. That's weak.
I saw it.
Naomi Ackins plays Whitney Houston. She's relatively an unknown actress. I thought she gave a good performance.
She's okay.
It's a gritty movie. Tell me what you thought.
I was saddened by it, frankly. I said that when I talked to some friends about it. It does blatantly, I knew the story well because I knew people that knew her in Hollywood, but the fact that it told the story pretty close to what her actual life was, she was responsible for herself. She got into the drug thing on her own, and she continued on her own, refused to really take advantage of the help that was offered. A lot of people wanted to blame Bobby Brown, who is a pig, but he didn't. It wasn't him.
The movie did not blame him. The screenplay did not blame him.
No, not at all. Blamed her.
Yeah.
And
he was
fact,
part of it, but he wasn't the focal blame. But I think a lot of people would walk in and say, "Oh, he." Because I always thought to myself, "This guy obviously ruined her life. Horrible." Here's one thing about this movie, Doug. This is a fair criticism. The actress who played her was very good, but Whitney Houston, the real Whitney Houston, was strikingly beautiful.
Yeah, this
woman's
not that
attractive. But she's not strikingly beautiful.
No.
And that, I think, alters the way the story plays out, as if this woman's playing Whitney versus the real Whitney as being herself. I think it's a fair criticism. Having said that, I did like this movie, and I would recommend it. If you're a Whitney Houston fan, recommend seeing it. I like this movie.
Yeah. Did you see Christmas Vacation again over Christmas Vacation?
I did not, but I know a lot of viewers on TV.
Oh, my God. Kate Hudson says that she and Matthew McConaughey are talking about doing another one of those How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. How would it be? How to Lose a Guy
I'm
in 20
excited.
Days?
I don't care. Do you?
No, well, I thought it was cute. I think
another,
the two of them are good together.
Yeah, but that's so long ago. Here's another box office item. Babylon. Brad Pitt. Margaret Robbie.
Oh, that looked awful.
$3.5 million over the weekend. 189 minutes. Big budget movie. People just not going to movies to see this type of...
It looked like it was anything special, frankly. It looked like,
Second Hi, Chucker. Role by Margaret Robbie.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, Margot or Margaret?
Bomb.
Yeah. Okay. So we got the bomb report. Here it is at 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.